This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover all kinds of things on this segment every day. We're going to talk about the Pink Lemonade Project with Susan Stearns. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So talk about Pink Lemonade Project. What's it all about?
Absolutely. Pink Lemonade Project is a Vancouver, Washington-based nonprofit that serves all of Oregon and Southwest Washington. Our mission is to educate, empower, and support all communities affected by breast cancer. We know that breast cancer extends far past medical treatment, and the support needed to get people through their journey involves emotional, psychological, and financial supports, and really creating community with other people affected by the disease. We've noticed, too, that the needs have changed a lot significantly since the pandemic, and so our organization's grown significantly to meet those changing and growing needs, and we've expanded almost 400% since 2001.
Wow. Now, how'd you get involved in all this?
I got breast cancer. So in April of 2018, I felt a large lump in my breast and called right away and got scheduled for a mammogram. And I went through breast cancer treatment through the summer and fall of 2018 and well into 2019. And then I was hired to run the organization in early March of 2020.
Now, they say oftentimes going through a serious crisis really gives you the most experience to deal with the next group.
Some of it's experience and some of it is just, as breast cancer survivors will often say, we never want to be in this club. As long as we're in it, we're going to make the most out of it. The name of our organization, Pink Lemonade Project, came from the expression making lemons out of lemonade. So we really are a community of support for all those at risk of and those affected by the disease. And we know that by staying in community and being connected and learning from each other, we all have a lower chance of recurrence and a higher chance of living a wonderful long life, even though we were diagnosed.
What are some of the important aspects of your work right now?
Well, right now, like I mentioned, we're sort of catching up on some of the data that got delayed during the pandemic. We're seeing that there are higher rates of breast cancer diagnoses in women under 40, which is causing some concern. We know that screening rates have dropped and have not returned to pre-pandemic levels. So we're really trying to get a lot of breast health information out there and as well as remind people to get in for those mammograms. We run programs that serve all of Oregon and Southwest Washington and provide that emotional and psychological support that really goes hand in hand with medical treatment and care. And then we're training community health workers so that more of our community members know about breast cancer and know how to support people in their communities who might be overdue for a mammogram and or who might get a new diagnosis who need some supports.
So what are some of the things that you provide then through your organization?
Sure. So we've got breast health shower cards that are the really symptoms or show graphics of what to look for in breast health changes. Our organization is out tabling at health fairs and back to school events. I'm down in Roseburg and headed south to Phoenix Talent for a back to school event this Saturday at the high school. Please come out and join us. So we want to get breast health and screening guideline information out to the community. And then our organization helps people after the diagnosis. So that's when someone is going through their medical care but really needs that emotional and psychological or financial supports. And so we've got support groups and we have peer mentors and we've got education programs for people who might have some side effects from their treatment. And then we financial aid for people who need transportation assistance, might need lodging to spend a night closer to their hospital before a surgery. And really just food and utilities, because breast cancer treatment is a long process and people might be losing some work and work hours because of their treatment.
Are there some extra potential challenges for women in Southern Oregon dealing with this?
Well, the truth is there are. So just access and distance to medical care and mammography and or cancer treatment is a barrier. We also know that, again, the screening rates are lower, and so we've noticed a higher incidence rates. And when people get diagnosed in the rural areas, it may be that they're diagnosed with a later stage, which means that the cancers, the tumors either have grown larger or they actually might have spread. And that's just a trickier cancer to treat. And that we see this more with the different barriers to access in the rural areas in particular.
So does some of that come down to income and insurance and things like that?
Some of it does. And definitely the changes in insurance right now are bringing some concern. We know over really decades that those who have insurance are more likely to go in for those preventive services or the screening mammograms. And so as insurance is unstable, it definitely makes a household budget a little more strained, and it's complicated for people to think about going in and keeping those preventive services top of mind. So we do want to remind people that there's actually a free screening program for un- and underinsured called ScreenWise, offered through the Oregon Health Authority, and our organization can help connect people to that program so that they keep those mammograms regular. And really, really the big takeaway message is early detection does save lives, and we really encourage people to get in for those screening mammograms.
And I can see why the reluctance is, because if money is tight, you don't have the best insurance, you're like, well, maybe I'll be okay without it.
Well, that's a little bit of a false sense of security. So while there may be symptoms like a tumor or, you know, something noticeable on a woman's breast and skin, sometimes cancer sort of creeps up on you. And like me, I felt fine, and then all of a sudden I found a tumor, and so it became a concern very quickly. It is a medical diagnosis. You can't sort of just wish it away. You need medical care to make cancer go away.
But some people, I think, probably since the pandemic have just been reluctant to seek medical care, period.
It's definitely created concerns and some definitely false information floating out there in the community. And then to top that off, the major guideline organization called the United States Preventive Services Task Force, which really sets the standard of care for our healthcare system, they changed the screening guidelines about 3 years ago. And so what used to be a recommendation to start screening at age 50 has now gone down to age 40. So we really want to get the word out for women who are 40 to 50, and they are eligible for preventive screening now. And we really want to encourage people to go back and get those screening mammograms. Literally can be life-saving. And also, like I mentioned at the beginning, we are seeing more younger women get diagnosed. So if someone is symptomatic under the age of 40, go see your primary care doc. Have confidence that you are noticing changes in your own health or your breast health yourself. Speak up, advocate, and encourage the healthcare system to listen. And we really encourage people to go in and ask if they need a mammogram and if that will make a difference.
Any idea or any data out there about why more cases are happening in younger women?
We don't know enough about that yet, Kyle. It's again, we know that genetics counts for about 10 to 15% of a diagnosis, and then there's a huge block of percentage points that's environmental and things we don't fully understand. I always encourage people to ask to get their vitamin D levels tested, and that's a basic preventive health that's not included in basic blood work, but there's still a lot about cancer we don't know. But with breast cancer, there are a bunch of different types, and we really know a lot of options to treat it. And so that's the big message. We want people to go and get those screening mammograms and stay aware of their breast health.
Now, what about healthy lifestyle changes? Does that factor into...
It can make a difference. Absolutely can make a difference. So we always encourage people just, you know, reducing smoking, healthy weights, good nutritious foods do impact risk. And also, there are things that we don't yet understand.
Now, if people want to find out more about Pink Lemonade Project, where do they go?
First and foremost, go to our website, so www.pinklemonadeproject.org. It lists all of our programs. It lists different ways to partner with us or our events, like my being down here at the Phoenix Talent Back to School event this Saturday. And then you're welcome to contact Chris in our office, who's our really our volunteer manager, and she can give you an overview of the programs as well as ways to connect with our organization.
All right, Susan Stearns from the Pink Lemonade Project, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
All right, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.